Back in high school, we have these English lessons where we watch movies, and this teacher, she showed us, I forgot which movie again, it's Schindler's List, and yeah, I think it's quite an interactive way of learning English, because the visuals and subtitles, you can learn a lot of new words through movies.
Did you have any activity after watching the movie?
Yeah, we discussed the plot and about the background of the movie, because it's about World War II. And yeah, the movie can make us talk.
Did you watch a movie often in the lesson, or just a few times?
Just a few times, I think. But we also have different group discussion times during the lesson, so yeah, we practice a lot in talking in English.
Okay. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
I don't like reading books, but in English lessons I have in university, I learned about a lot of poems. So the best discovery that I had is about William Blake, a poet, and because of my major in English, so I can get to a lot of resources in reading different poems. So I think poems are kind of like my best memorable experience in reading.
So William Blake is your favorite poet?
Yeah, because his poems are very easily understandable. And I said I don't like reading books because I'm lazy. So poems are the best way in, yeah, get to know more English words, or yeah.
So you study English, right?
Yeah.
Do you need to read some literature in your study?
Yeah, actually, I chose literature more than linguistics. So, and I chose more lessons about poetry than books or novels.
So you are working in the music institute, right? Mm-hmm. Is English important in your work?
Yes, very important, because my boss is an American and he lives here since last year. So his company, I'm the only one in his company, because it's kind of like his free time job, because he works as a financial executive. But he also likes music, so I help him with the music thing. And his friends are all English speaking, so English is very important for me in my job.